Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Carly with the Blog Talk Radio. So tonight we have a very, very, very important guest, and I'm totally excited about this, and so I will bring him on. He was on One Life to Live, you know, Law and Order, but he was so handsome on One Life to Live. And let's bring him on, David A. Gregory. Hi, David.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Oh, my God. I've been a fan of yours before One Life to Live, actually. I remember.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, because I loved you on Law and Order. 2008, maybe you were on One Life to Live at the same time. I don't know. My brain's gone. You know, it's funny, my brain's gone, sorry. And also, Nadia is here, too.
Hi, David.
Hi, Nadia.
I am new to you.
How are you?
So, yeah, we both love you. Probably, you know, I was so excited when she told me she got you. So, so you were so great on One Life to Live. As Ford, you were really great on it, and, you know, that was one series soap I never thought would go off the air. I'm still stuck on it off the air. So, okay, so you were on it from 2009 to 2012. So, did One Life to Live have a reboot? No. I don't remember. No,
they did.
Okay.
They had a short reboot on on Hulu. I think they ended up airing the episodes on Hulu. But I think it was in 2013 that summer. I think they had a small reboot with I shouldn't say small. They had a lot of the main cast and just not as many episodes. But they had All My Children was shooting at the same time, I think.
Okay. Well, you were great as Bird. I mean, you were. Terrific. What is your favorite memory of playing Ford? Because he was such a great character.
Oh, thanks. Favorite memory. There's a lot of them. And, you know, it's when you get lucky enough to spend that much time playing one part, sometimes what makes it so great is how things changed during the course of playing that part. And by that, I mean, like, I started out playing a bad guy, and then he ended up becoming a good guy and a dad. And so the being able to do the two different sides, I think, is maybe the most enjoyable. I would also say, you know, just the people that you get to work with. I was still learning a lot when I first got hired, so I definitely had days where, you know, the workload was pretty stressful, and people like Tuck Watkins or Brittany Underwood would kind of cover for me when I would flub my lines. And it happened later with when I was with Bree Williamson a lot. And so I shouldn't say a lot. It makes it sound like I didn't know my lines. But some days, you know, some days are harder than others, and everybody kind of had my back and was very supportive. So looking back on it about a decade later, it's something I miss a lot, and I miss the people a lot.
I mean, it was, you know, it was one of the, you know, I loved when you came out. I thought it was amazing. I always enjoyed watching you. Besides, you're so cute, who would not enjoy watching you, in my opinion. So, yeah, and you also was on my favorite show. Well, one of my favorite shows until this stupid COVID-19 came up. I was watching Gossip Girl. Okay, I would.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch it when it was on. But COVID-19 came and I was bored. And you were on. It's a go interrupted. And how was that? Because Gossip Girl, number one, the fashion was great on that show and everything. So how was that experience?
I loved it. It was my first job after the soap got canceled. And it just showed that I had been auditioning for and hadn't gotten a chance to be on. So it was a nice first job to have right after the soap went off the air. Again, same kind of deal. Most of my scenes were with Ella Ray Peck or Elizabeth Hurley. And they both could not have been lovelier. And some of the tricky things about that show is, you're playing teenagers, but you're playing teenagers in very promiscuous situations. So there's a way to do it. There's a way to have it done. Everybody's very gentle and very supportive and understanding. And it's one of those parts, even though it was just one episode, that seems to follow me everywhere I go. And I'm really proud of that. I'm happy to have been a part of it, and I don't think I could play 16 today, but it was fun while it lasted.
Well, I for one, thought it was just amazing that you were, on something like that. I mean, with the fashion, I don't know why I wasn't watching it from the beginning. I don't know. Probably because some other show was on the same night, maybe, I don't know. But
sure,
you also you've done so many things. That's why I could not put everything on the website because there were, it was too many characters. But you have a new one in the can, a pre-production called Richard Burden, and it's a short film. That's what it says. So what is that about?
Sure. So this is something I've written and hope to star in. It's not quite in the can yet. I've been shopping the script around to a couple of different festivals, and it's doing okay. And most of the time, the reason for doing that is so that I can, enter it in a short film contest, hopefully win some money to have the film produced. Twice now, I've been close to actually making it, and then, invariably something happens. This last time, it was COVID-19. We had talked about shooting it in New York at one time, and then I was doing a job down in New Orleans, and we thought about shooting it down there. So now we're kind of back to the drawing board, except that the script is doing well, and it's a very short film, and it's just me playing Richard Burton, the great British stage and screen actor. The idea is it's him getting ready to go on in his production of Hamlet on Broadway in 1964, but at the time he was drinking so heavily that he had to sort of drink his way back to normal, and by that I mean he's like have a little bit of shake and a little bit of a stutter, and he would need to have a couple of drinks before going on stage. And so this is 5 minutes to curtain backstage. Richard is getting ready to go on and trying to get back to normal.
Well, I mean, it was, it's, amazing that, I cannot wait for it to come, out. I will totally watch it. And before I turn it over to Nadia, you were also on The Good Fight, which is awesome TV show. Twice, may I add. Yeah, there's not one.
Twice.
And so how was that?
Oh, sorry. It was good. It's the first time I've ever gotten a pilot episode of something. And so it's nice to be a part of something on sort of the ground floor, even though this show had such a following from The Good Wife, and rightfully so. Sort of the running joke was, the show is known, especially in New York circles, for actors getting a chance to really stretch their muscles if they get to play a lawyer or, you know, some hard hitter that comes in with a great scene. And so I mentioned to somebody that I was going to be on it, and they said, oh, great, that's so great. Like, what kind of lawyer are you playing? And I said, I'm not exactly playing a lawyer. And then they saw the part. And trying to explain it to somebody in the first episode, I'm sort of the lead, one of the lead lawyers' boy toys. So Chris Jumbo is the wonderful actress that played, I forget the character's name, but she was a character from The Good Wife that was spinning off into The Good Fight. And I played the guy that she was sleeping with in the first episode. And so I'm not exactly a lawyer, but still very proud to be a part of that show.
Yeah, and one more question. You were also on a really good series that my mom watches that you were on the TV Soap Bowl, I think, on CBS. How was that? Because number one, that is a really, really, really good soap. And number two, really great casting with all the cast. So how was that like?
Yeah, they do a great job. You know, if I can say this, the Bowl was the first job I ever got as an offer. I didn't audition for it. And I know some people do audition for that show, but it was the first time someone had called my agent and said, we want to hire David for this part. And I was very flattered by it, but then immediately had this weird panic of, what if I get there to do the job and they suddenly decide I'm wrong, I'm not the right part, or I'm not the right fit for the part. So the way we alleviated that was they asked me if I would come to a table read of the script. And I said, absolutely, yes. They said, you know, you're not required to do it, but I think whenever actors can get a chance to do that, it's important. So I went there and then, you know, sort of figured out how to play the part based on that and had a great time. It's a fun show to be a part of. It's one of those New York staples now, and I think it's a great cast. And they certainly love their theater actors. I love when, you know, New York casting offices use theater actors. I think it's just really awesome, and there's some great familiar faces from Broadway shows on that show, and much like Law and Order, they do the same thing. I think it's just and Good Fight, actually. They all do it. It's another show that I'm very proud to be a part of, and a good group of
that people. Is awesome. And Natalia, I will let you ask a couple questions.
Okay, is Marcos on yet? No, I just want to make sure before I ask any questions. Because he's supposed to call in at 8:15.
All right.
Is he on yet, Kali, or no? Kali?
Yes.
Is he on yet or no? Okay, you can let him go first.
Oh, okay, hold on. He is not on yet.
Oh, okay. All right, so then I'll go.
Okay.
All right, so hi, David. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Okay, so I'm going to switch up the interview a little bit. I like to do the would you rather question, if you don't mind.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right, so would you rather spend the day with your favorite athlete or your favorite movie star?
Oh, movie star.
Movie star.
For sure.
Okay.
Nothing against athletes.
Who is your favorite movie star? Do you have one?
Well, that depends. It sort of oscillates, but I also without the question of it being dead or alive, I'd say maybe Jimmy Stewart or Henry Fonda if it's someone who's passed on. And I'll stick with that. How about that?
Okay. would you rather live where it is constantly winter or where it is constantly summer?
I grew up where it was mostly winter in Alaska, and we had great summers, but I would say – I guess I'd have to go with mostly summer.
Okay. Me too. I love summer.
Yeah, me too.
Right now where I live in Boston, and right now we're still in winter, almost spring, but
oh, yeah.
My face.
I know the feeling.
Okay, would you rather be a little late or way too early?
Way too early every time. I'd rather leave so much earlier and be waiting around than have somebody wait on me. Always.
Oh, Nadia,
awesome.
Sorry to interrupt you, but
yeah.
Carl is on the Swiss phone now.
Who? Is on right now?
Yeah, the one that, 515 one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Hey, we have a special caller for you. And here he
okay.
is.
Hi, you. Hi, David. Marcos.
Hi, Marcos. How are you?
Good.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Congratulations on the recognition from the Los Angeles Film Awards. I was so happy for you.
Thank you, and thank you for the article. That's very flattering. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, how did it feel to receive such recognition after writing that 4 years ago?
It feels good. You know, sometimes, you're never sure what is people are going to pay attention to or what people are going to like. And for those of you listening that don't know, I wrote a script 4 years ago, but it was very similar to a movie that came out at the time. So I was like, well, nobody's going to really care about this. So I didn't do anything with it. And then in the pandemic, pulled it out again, started submitting it, and it got a nice recognition from the Los Angeles Film Awards. It feels great. I'm at a place in my life where I want to be able to do things with these scripts. And so awards are great, but I think the true award is to be able to have the movie made or to be able to work as a writer in the first place. And, as much as a trophy is nice, it doesn't pay the bills. And many times you have to pay for the trophy. So if I can turn this around and turn it into some jobs for myself and for many people, that will be the icing on the cake, I think.
Nice. Congrats again.
Thank you very much.
No,
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for doing this.
Of course. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you,
yeah,
Marcos.
Call in anytime you're our favorite person in the whole wide world, Marcus.
Thank you. Bye, David.
I love that. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He's easy to like, isn't he? Favorite person in the whole wide world.
Oh, my God. He's
well,
awesome. I love him.
he is probably the kindest person ever. And yeah, so Nadia, you want to finish the questions?
Sure. Okay. Okay. So, would you rather live in Antarctica or the Sahara Desert?
Oh. I'm going to go with the Sahara Desert, and the reason why is because I could still, have a house there. Like, there was no trick question about whether or not I could live in a house, but then I'd get more sunlight. I feel like if I live in Antarctica, there'd be times where it would just be pitch black, and that would be very, very difficult over time. That's a good question.
That's awesome. That is a good question. When I saw that, I was like, wait a minute. I don't know if he's going to be able to answer that, but I'll ask him anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather have your flight delayed by 8 hours or lose your luggage?
Again, the first thing I think of is how long is the luggage lost? is it findable or is it permanently lost? I guess I don't mind the eight-hour thing just because, if you're not in a hurry, you can have a drink at the bar or take a nap.
Right.
I guess it also depends on where I'm going. I was supposed to fly to London for this movie I did a year and a half ago, and the flight got canceled, so we ended up flying out that night. But flying out that night meant that I had all day at home. You know, I didn't have to – I could go to the gym. I could do whatever. I wasn't stuck at the airport. So I guess it depends on the scenario.
Right.
Let's go with 8 hours. How about that?
8 hours. Okay, perfect. And that also, like, is a good question for me, too, because I actually work at the airport because I work for Southwest Airlines. I do.
Really?
So that was, like, a great question because I'm like, oh, let me see what he thinks.
no canceling flights anytime soon, but maybe a delay is okay.
Exactly. And I have one more question on here.
Okay.
Would you rather spend the next year exempt from all taxes or have 1 month paid vacation?
Ooh. I like the paid vacation.
Yeah, I do too.
I'll go with that. Yeah.
That sounds yes.
I think I'd take the quality over quantity on that one.
Right. Exactly. That's awesome. So I do have one more question. Not it's not a would you rather question. It's an actual like regular question. So if you were to would you ever want to be on Broadway? Like, would you like to do like a Broadway musical or be in one?
Oh yeah, for sure. I went to school for musical theater and kind of thought that that's what I was going to do for a long time. But and this is not a bad thing. The majority of the jobs I've gotten since I've gotten out have been in television and film. I would also like to add to that maybe a Broadway play. It doesn't have to necessarily be a musical, but I miss doing the stage a lot. And in fact, I was rehearsing a play when the pandemic hit. So I'm always looking for reasons to get back on stage. I feel like that's when actors get to kind of stretch a little bit. We get so used to on television and film, you know, doing 30 or 40 seconds, maybe 2 or 3 minutes of material, stopping and then resetting the lights and doing it again. And the theater gives you a great chance to do a part all the way from A to Z without stopping. I think that that's a muscle that most actors will always jump at the chance to do. So the answer is a resounding yes.
Awesome. Yeah, because I love theater as well. I've been doing Broadway theater since I was 3 years old, so, and I love
being
an act too, so
yeah.
That's why I always ask that question.
I love that. What's not to love about it? It's great.
Exactly. I can't wait for it to open, like Broadway to open up, and I know it's starting to open up in New York, but like, I mean, as far as
it's,
like,
it's coming.
Touring, yep.
Yeah, it's coming. It's
also
definitely coming.
Exactly. Yeah, because I'm also a subscriber, a seasoned subscriber at the Boston Opera House here in Boston where I live, and I go see all the shows as well. So.
I love that.
Yes. Well, you do have other callers, so I'm not going to take up
the
time. Great. So I will hand over you over to the other callers. Thank you.
Okay. So. Let's see, our first caller is one of our really good friends. And I totally love her on Twitter. She's always been so sweet to me. Cass, you're on now.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm guessing you know by Cass who this is.
Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Cass Marie, I saw you on YouTube when I was talking about Alzheimer's about my grandma.
Oh, yeah. No, I appreciate you making the connection. Thank you for that. Absolutely. Yeah, you made a comment.
Yes, and then we talked a little bit on Instagram afterwards.
Yes, I appreciate you reaching out. That means a lot. Thank you.
So I heard you be on the show, so I had to personally call and reach out to you.
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. It means a lot to you.
Your interview on the locker room was really moving. Afterwards, Rob, and then you, it was just like so beautiful what you both said. And then when I heard that yours was about Alzheimer's with your dad, among other things, it was just so beautiful. Like, I'm like, I have to write to this guy. It's just, what a small world, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I know it's hard to sort of be linked to someone because of grief, but I think that we all can kind of, realize that we're probably more similar than we think we are through that. I think it can help us get through that. We know we're not alone. And, in as much as I don't always want to talk about it, I have made some wonderful connections with people during that. And
especially people that have been through it.
Yes, absolutely. So I really appreciate you saying something. And I kind of had no idea, all of us got together because Brian Becky asked us to write a chapter in his book. And it's, all about faith, all about grieving, basically anything under the sun that people have to deal with in their daily lives. And it's brought us all together in a really great way.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that Alan read my comment of all people. Everybody happened to connect to it. It was just like it was meant to be to read.
Yeah, that's really special. And I know a lot of people comment, and he doesn't always read every single one out loud. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, I think maybe he saw me because I was writing all day on Instagram because he saw Brian write to me a lot because Brian follows me on Instagram. So maybe he thought the connection that Rob and you, even you during the day, because I said I was going to be there. So all you guys were liking my comments. I was writing about this group, and I'll be there on the live, so maybe Alan saw that and he knew I was connected to all you guys, even Brian, because Brian was very thankful also.
Sure. I love that. Yeah, I'm sure. That makes a lot of sense. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
So I just want, and everything you've been doing, even besides the interview. Oh, and then before that, I watched you on Broadway Cares. You did a fabulous job there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's
it's just one thing after another. I just keep seeing you one thing after another during this COVID, and it's like, wow, it's so amazing, all these different things that are coming together.
I appreciate that. It's funny because with the Broadway Cares event, we had recorded most of that, I think, years ago, and then they sort of edited it together and, use it as a fundraiser for today, which is really important. But it felt sort of weird. I felt more active in the last couple months than I have in a while, and I didn't necessarily have to leave the house to do it. It's kind of nice.
That sometimes is good after so much work all these years. It's nice to be able to do it. It's like work from home.
Sure. Yeah, I don't mind.
Especially with Broadway Cares, you're helping people in the process.
Right. Yeah, Broadway Cares is one of the first charities that I...
That's very close to you. That one is, I know for you, that's very close to you, right?
Yeah, it is, especially because it's the first thing I ever did anything for when I first started out on the soap. And I believe in what they're doing. I believe in their mission. And my wife does too, and has worked for them as well. And so anytime they call and say, well, we're going to do this event, and they ask us to be a part of it, we always say yes. And I think it's very important. I've got the Broadway Cares pin on my nightstand. It's always in the back of my mind, somewhere.
Yeah, I saw you were going to be there on your page on Twitter, and then on both these girls' pages. So I messaged Nadia, and she's like, are you sure I'm going to get through? Because I thought a lot of people get. She goes, yeah, if you give me your area code. So I just gave her my number, and she's like, so make sure she connects me. I'm like, oh, that works out.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad you called. That's really, really great. I hope I get to meet you in person sometime.
That would be great.
That would be great.
when in 2022 I was supposed to go to California like 3 times, like for like that big convention, you know.
Oh,
that they
yeah,
have,
that's right.
That they always have in, like, July and August and stuff. I was supposed to go for, like, 3 times, and that's when I was going to meet Rob, like, 3 different times already. But then the COVID hit, so my trip that I planned, it got canceled.
Yeah, I sincerely hope we have – I mean, it looks like we're moving in a good direction right now, and I hope that, you know, more travel will be able to occur. I haven't seen my family in over a year. You know, I'd really like to be able to you know, do those important trips that are, you know, have personal importance to me, and also to go back to work in general. And yeah, I'm very looking forward to it. It is definitely a light at the end of the tunnel, I think.
Yes, that's a lot of people say that. I'd like to say it's good to be home, but it's definitely good to go back to work and be out again.
Oh yeah. Again. Yeah, I mean, it gives you a sense of purpose. I don't mind working from home, but I think sometimes the act of leaving and going to do something and coming back after a job well done or a long day can't be beat.
And sometimes you just, like, think too much at home about stuff that goes on from the past, too, you know? When you're occupied, it's a whole lot better.
Yes. Oh, I agree with that. 100%. Sometimes if I have too much time on my hands or too much to think about, you're absolutely right. It
yeah.
Does. Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. In case more people want to talk to you, I don't want to take much more of your time.
You too, Kat. Thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. And thank you, ladies, also.
You're
oh,
welcome,
Kathy.
Thank you.
You've been so nice to me on Twitter and everything.
You're nice to me, too.
Yeah, anytime we have a celebrity, new one, we feel like you're on this, like, Nadia, and I will put you through. Bye, Nadia.
Thank you very much.
Of course, anytime. Thank you so much.
You all have a great night.
You too.
Okay.
And you take care, David.
So, yeah.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's see. Who do I want to toast to now? No, I'm kidding. It's Friday. I lost my mind. Bobby and you are next.
Hey, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, man. How about you?
I'm hanging in. Light at the end of the tunnel. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just hanging in there too with this COVID stuff, but I don't believe I called you on One Life Live because I watched it from 2001 to about the time that Heather Tom left to go to Bowling Beautiful. So it was about that same time. About the same time the rumors came out that ended up being true that Guiding Light got canceled and then I just focused more time on watching the CBS soaps at that time when Heather came.
Oh, sure. No, I get that. As the World Turns, right?
Yeah, about that same time. Because he ends up getting briefly Terry on the show briefly before the show went online.
We did. Terry came over right after the show. Yeah, she's right around the same time.
Now she's working with QVC. And
right.
And so... And we had her on the show a few months ago. But anyways, I was just going to say I had the privilege to meet Cassie about a year ago before everything got shut down in Myrtle Beach because she was still on Days of Our Lives at the time. And I think it was kind of a missed opportunity that came that you could have, and there still might be a chance that we might see her back on Days as Eve down the road, but I would not be surprised if one day there's a One Life Live reunion between either you and Cassie on Days or you and Heather on Bowling Beautiful.
Oh man, I'd love to. I think part of the trick now is because I live in New York and all those soaps are in LA. I think they're looking at people that already live in LA, but it's a world I miss, and those are great people, and certainly enjoyed working with Cassie, and I would for sure step into those shoes again. I love it. They've always been good to me. Is it Ron, who used to write for One Life, is writing for Days now, I believe, and he's great. And yeah, it's a great community of people.
Yeah. But I have a question. Did you work with Kelly Garris, who you probably met in the hallways of ABC back in the day when she was on All My Children, when you was on One Life to Live, or as far as on Law and Order goes?
I don't think I met you said Kelly Garris?
Kelly Garris, yeah, who played Benson. She used to play Di on One Life, on All My Children.
I don't think I met her. I started on One Life when they were in their old studio, and within, I'd say, 6 months of me being on the show, we moved to the last studio that was closer to the river. And so it was the same studio that they filmed The View in. So I think that might have happened once that happened. We didn't run into a lot of people from other shows on our set because of that move. So that might've been why, but we certainly ran into a lot of people from other shows. We ran into them, at other events, but I don't think I met her.
Right. Cause I don't know. You might have met her at ABC events that were run by ABC for the New York Stars back when you two were working together on your respective shows back in the late 2000s prior to, her going to Law and Order, where she is now, because I don't know if you worked with her on Law and Order.
I don't think so. My scenes pretty brief on Law and Order, but I remember I worked with Sam Waterston and Linus Roach was there. Alana was there. Those are big machines too. So sometimes can be in the same episode as someone, but they may not be working that day. It kind of depends, but I do love how small the New York community is. You know, you'll run into everybody eventually.
Right. And I will just say one more thing before I let you go. I just hope that once things get back to normal, that people in New York and maybe elsewhere, once Fauci and Biden open up the state a little bit more, can visit New York City to go to the Broadway musical. Because it'd be great to just see a play for you. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, a former One Life to Live star, I think Renee Goldsberry, was in Hamilton, and I think it was at the same time you was doing a Broadway musical, so I'm surprised you two didn't cross paths.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Renee was still in Hamilton when the shutdown happened, but I know that she's been pretty big. She might have been on a film project, actually, at the time, but, I'd love to do some theater work in New York. That would be – it's definitely on my list, and it's definitely something I'm actively trying to make happen, so – you know, an actor kind of goes where the work is. So if I go to another soap, that's great. If I do a play, that's also great. I'm very open to all of the above.
Right. Well, I think we have one more caller, and she wants to talk to you. So I'll let you get to her. And you have a great night, and take care. And hopefully we'll see you again real soon on Broadway.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, have a good one.
Okay, Bobby, I will put you on hold.
Thank you, Bobby.
And then, the partner in crime. Veronica, you're on, sweetie.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, David. My name is Veronica Robles. I am from Houston, Texas. How are you guys this evening?
Good.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. I just want to say I'm a huge fan of your work on One Life to Live. And then you also started my favorite two shows, Constantine and Deception. Those are my two favorite shows. Yes.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, my question is, if, because I know that was a sad part, that they killed your character off. I wish they did not kill your character off, Ford, on One Life to Live. What would you have seen, what would your character Ford would be doing up to this day? What would you see for your character Ford doing to this day?
That's a really great question. I'll tell you what I think might happen. So because he started out as more of a bad guy and a player, and then he, you know, became a dad, so he wanted to settle down and be a good guy, I think what makes a character really interesting is sometimes the polar opposite. So
yeah,
if he's good for too long, it might be get kind of boring. So I think he may be a little relapse of his bad boy days. So I think by this time, he'd definitely be a bad guy again. And just to keep it fresh, keep it interesting, I think.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to keep the characters fresh, because you know, the viewers will get bored with the character, and you got to keep it interesting. And I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that. And yes, I just want to say congratulations on your success and continued success. I have a question. Also, one more. Do you work for a college, or are you a teacher?
I did get hired over the last semester to teach over Zoom a class at my alma mater, Baldwin Wallace University up in Cleveland. I graduated from there in 2008, and they asked me to do an online on-camera course. So I taught the juniors and the seniors two classes last semester. I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I would want to do it, not because I don't want to talk to students, but because sometimes the more you learn about something, the less you feel you know. And I thought, well, who am I to tell these young minds what to do? But it turns
no, that's
out
okay.
we figured it out together.
okay.
We figured it out together, and I really enjoyed it.
That's awesome. The more the merrier, because we need, like I said, that is good. That keep telling advice, because I am a college student at San Jacinto College in Houston, Texas, and I'm going for my theater degree, and I'm also a teacher's assistant at the college, and I've been working from my home for almost a whole year during COVID. So that helps definitely. That helps a lot. I the more the merrier. The more advice, the more the merrier, because like I said, the world, it is very complicated right now during COVID, but the more the merrier, more advice, the more the merrier.
I agree. Thank you for saying that. It means a lot. Cause again, you know, the minute somebody asks me for my advice, I tend to, you know, I remember what it was like being that age and being so hungry for the right answer. And sometimes there isn't the right answer. And so what I really appreciated from teachers was people being very transparent with me, you know. And so that's what I try to do. And another thing, like, especially in theater school, I think you get told how difficult it is.
Yeah.
It is. But sometimes it's important to remind people how much joy there is in doing this for a living. And so anytime I get in front of a classroom, I did a class in New York. I said the same thing. I said, you know, there's just a lot of joy in this, and it can be really rewarding and really fulfilling. And someone raised their hand and said, no one's ever talked about how much joy or how much fun this can be. And I mean, there's enough jobs out there that are stressful. Why? And certainly this business can be stressful, but why not talk about how fulfilling it can be? I think it's important.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Again, thank you so much, Carly, Nadia, David. Thank you guys for taking my call. And I hope we can get back into watching theater soon. I miss theater in Houston, all across the country. And I hope you can get to it soon.
Me too. Thank you for your comment. That really means a lot.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Okay.
You too. Thank you, Veronica.
Staying on the line. I'm putting you on hold.
Okay.
So, David, we want you back anytime, right, Nadia?
Yes, we do.
Yep, you're welcome anytime. And just remember this weekend, move your clock forward, unfortunately. I'm only saying because we lose an hour of sleep, and I'm still not happy about it. But it gets, you know, it stays viable. I will take that, but losing an hour of sleep, I hate it. What about you?
I mean,
I
agree. I like it getting lighter outside at night. I think that's really great. But losing an hour The losing the hour, I'll trade that in. Like, would you rather, maybe? We can loop it back to the would you rather. Would you rather lose an hour of sleep and get more sunlight? The answer is yes.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, because Hawaii doesn't do it. Arizona doesn't do it.
Right.
I believe Idaho doesn't do it. So I'm like, I'm in Seattle. Nadia is in Boston. Bobby is in North Carolina. And Veronica's in Texas. And all of us have to go through it. So I don't think it's fair. Yeah, at all.
That's a good point.
But
I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah, well, see, I don't mind in the fall because getting an extra hour, but then I do, you know, living that 1 hour, yeah, I don't like it. But please come back, wife, Nadia.
Yes, definitely. We would love to have you back.
I would love to. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you so
anytime you have anything to promote, just let Nadia know.
I sure will. I hope this year brings more of that, actually. And next
yeah.
time I talk to you, I will be meeting to promote something. I appreciate
exactly.
it.
Okay, thank you. Come back anytime.
Thank you, guys. I thank you both very much. I will talk to you soon.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a great night, David.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so now... I'm laying on my partner in crime. And I'm laying Bobby on, my little Bobby. Okay.
Hi.
That was a great interview.
Okay.
And, hey, Veronica.
Awesome. Hi, Bobby.
And
Bobby. You guys are awesome.
Sweetie, that same thing about taking on calls, because you're the co-host. And you are you are one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Come on. Of course I would take your
hey,
call.
Hey, she's cheating on me.
Not even when you pick back me up here.
She's cheating on me.
Yeah, I love you. I mean, damn it.
I'm just kidding.
So, no, I have some breaking news that broke my heart today. And I don't think I can go on. Jennifer
what?
Lopez... And
I saw that too. I can't believe it.
I saw it too, and I thought this was either a joke or some sort of rumor. I don't know if it's true.
I'm right. You know what? Maybe we'll get back together. You know what? I'm hoping. You know, I'm so sick of people being mean to Zulu about, she cannot keep a man, whatever. You know what? Maybe COVID was so hard for a lot of couples. You know, I mean, we don't know what really happened, but why? What happened on TMZ? I did not believe it. So I waited until People Magazine broke it, and then I said every swear word under the sun because they were my favorite celebrity. Couple, son Jennifer and Brad. You know, I will never never, because you broke them up, and I don't care what anyone says about that. She did break them up. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is just my view, and I want to say that my stupid TiVo, because I have so much in my TiVo, it erased the Hillary and Megan interview. I finally caught it on YouTube last night.
I was going to say,
what?
Carly, I think it's rerunning tonight on CBS.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Bobby, for once I really love you.
I think it might be either on my time or it's on later on. Let me check. It's on at 8 o'clock.
I just want to say
time, so be on at 8 o'clock your time. Yeah,
I'll
be on at 8 o'clock your time tonight because it's already on right now.
Okay, so when I get off, I will record it. I just want to say, watching them in the interview, struck a chord with me. Cause what I saw. So everyone yelling at them that they betrayed the monarchy and everything is bullshit. The monarchy, the queen, the princess, didn't stand behind his son at all. And he would not even take the phone call. And then they were so worried about the baby's skin color.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but come on, people. In 2016, you know, Harry saw a lot go down with his parents. He was 10 or 11, okay? Yeah. And he saw the media hounded in on his mother. He saw what happened. You know, he learned the paparazzi was out to get her. You got no matter how anyone disagrees with this, it was they wanted to kill. You know?
Yeah.
And, okay, fine. I still think the queen has something to do with it because I don't like her.
This is so sad.
Because, yeah, to me, you don't wait 8 hours.
Yeah.
This is my point in contention with this. You don't wait 8 hours while your kids are sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, you wake them up and tell them the news. What? What? You're going to what? One of them, you know, they always going to have the bad rest of the day no matter when you tell them.
Yeah.
But for me, in this book, a code that, you know, they were 10 and 12 or 12 or 14. And not the father tells them, mind you, no. Charles doesn't have any balls. Let's just all agree with that. No. He let his mother, the queen, that did not like Diana, kill the boys. I don't know how much cowardly that is, everyone, but to me, that is wrong. What do you think, Veronica?
I totally agree with you 3,000%. It's just so sad that, you know, that he didn't take his son's calls, the interview. It's uncalled for, you know, and I'm glad they had to leave because if they were not safe, they needed to be in a quiet, secure place, and it just breaks my heart. It's so sad, you guys.
It is. You know, and I just want to say I am so sick of Faith and Willow fans saying, oh, they belong together, they belong together. They are in the friend zone, okay? And number two, Michael and Willow are a great couple. Anyone agree with me on this?
I agree.
Thank you, Bobby. You got to go stop.
And I agree.
Nadia, what do you think?
Huh?
Sorry. Oh,
yeah. I'm listening. Okay.
No.
You agree that Willow and Michael make a great couple?
Yeah. Do you like Michael and Willow?
Oh, yes, I do.
Me too.
Okay, good.
Okay.
You're also good. Goes down. And Veronica, I probably know you because you're my best friend beside Nadia. That you like Michael Miller too, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. My God, Nina. Nina had no right to tell the baby that's not your real mother. Really? Really? And you think because the stupid necklace, and I'm going back to the stupid necklace, that all they are using on this? Come on. I say over and over ad nauseum that Neil, the this was mailed to Silo. Silo Public had the necklace, gave it to Nell, knowing full well that Willow was really Nina's, you know? We are going to go down the same thing as Jason and Drew. Anyone agree with me on that?
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, good. Yeah.
I agree too.
Because I just think that, you know, people just need to, you know, stop saying issues. You know, stop bringing up everything that Carly has done in the last 20 years when you favorites have done worse. Okay?
Yeah.
The only thing Carly may have done wrong was not tell the police that night. Okay. Number one, after when Nell put her through, I would have not even called the police. Well, I would have never even tried saving her. Not because Carly doesn't have a heart. Carly is scared to go over the cliff.
Yeah.
I'm so scared of heights that I would think if I helped her, I would be the one that would be dead. Okay?
Yeah.
And number two, you know, people, we just have to remember that, you know, Zeno Hospital is so good right now.
Yes.
And, yeah, and also what I want to say is we are getting so many good guests next week.
Yay!
Yeah, next week is like the week I cannot, I've been waiting for my whole life for. Okay, not my whole life, but I have to be somewhat dramatic. You know, I cannot wait until you guys find out who we have next week, people.
Okay, ready?
But do you think Colin's going to tell you? No. Because you have to tune in. You have to tune in and listen to us.
Okay, I will listen. I promise.
What? So, what is everyone doing this weekend? And I'm going to start with Bobby.
Well, I'm probably going to just relax, maybe do some laundry, and probably watch some TV and maybe watch a few movies I recorded.
Cool.
I have a question before you go on to everybody else. Nalia, when's the next show?
I'm sorry?
When's the next show?
The next show is Tuesday.
And
great.
At,
we have two shows
on
Tuesday.
What time?
So our first one is going to be on for us is at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock?
And then the next one's at 8.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. Veronica, what are you doing this weekend, my little pet?
I am going to be writing, studying my monologue for my next class, going to cut my hair, and just exercise slowly but surely and just rest.
Oh,
yeah.
So, you know, and Nadia, what you doing?
So I am tomorrow. I am going to brunch with my two friends, Joanna and Leslie, and
cool.
Then I also am Zooming with Brian Craig. From General
awesome.
Hospital.
Oh, Morgan, yeah, I remember him.
And then on Sunday, I'm also Zooming as well with Eric Maltzoff. And I think, oh, my God, why am I blanking out who the other person is?
Oh, that is awesome, Nadia.
Hold on, wait. Eric Maltzoff and, Hold on 1 second. I have the email here. No. My mind, I'm telling you, my mind is totally gone, guys.
It's okay.
Eric, you know what? My mind is really gone, too.
It's Eric.
My mind
has
been gone all week.
From Days of Our Lives.
Awesome.
Okay, yep. So wait. You said Eric Mossoff, right?
I love him,
oh,
yes.
Oh, was I just dreaming of that? Did you say
Brady?
No.
What?
Yes, that's Brady.
Awesome.
Okay, you know, okay, would you tell Brady he has to come back? Because COVID cannot wait another 10 years.
He will. He loves us. He will.
That is freaking awesome, guys.
Okay.
I love him.
See, this is why, you know, Naughty and I work so great together, because when I have my freak out moments, he calms me down. And while I'm doing this again, well, number one, I'm sleeping.
Wonderful.
And number two, I'm casting up on shows, and I'm probably going to write my screenplay.
Ooh.
And, yeah, I love writing. Because when you're writing for me, it just takes me out of this universe for a little while. Like,
yeah.
I think you'll be all in a pandemic.
I
forget everything when I write, which is probably crazy, but I am crazy. And remember, you guys, the clocks are very important. But you know what? Like, it's so funny. Like, we don't have to worry about our cell phones or, like, our keyboards or DVRs. They do it automatically. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but what I love is, well, I hate doing my oven clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my roundup clock, I hate that. But I feel more sorry for my mom, because she has my grandma's this big clock that we got mm-hmm. 1 year. That every hour, it seems like a Disney song, like a whole new world. You would love it, Nadia. Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, we got that 1 year, and it takes so much to get it correct. Yep, and then I have to change her clock and her call, because my grandma doesn't know how to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and get myself not in trouble at all this weekend. I don't know how that's going to work out, but, you know, but I'm jealous of you, Nani, and you're going a bunch. I am jealous right now because our restaurants haven't opened up yet.
I know.
So, you know, when you're a bunch, you're going to have to text me what you're having.
I will, definitely.
Because
oh my gosh, have fun, Nadia.
I'm jealous, and like my mom said with the vaccine, you know, that everyone's getting, and we really don't know if how it will work, how long it works, but we really don't know.
Yeah, I'm waiting for mine.
Veronica, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Okay. So, you need to call your doctor's office.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
And have your doctor's office
Let
you know that you need to get it now because of all your problems.
Yeah, I need it right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I need it.
My mom was a nurse for over 30 years. Thank God she's retired now. But,
wow.
You know, she was with, like, the head doctor of Kaiser, which was my doctor. And, you know, I told her, I hope that was okay about you. And she said, anyone with pre-conditions needs to get it sooner than waiting.
Yes,
so
I will do that
call,
Monday. I promise.
Yeah, just call your doctor and say, you know, you need, you know, because there's waiting list.
Yeah.
You know, it's for, like, normal people, you know, but people that, you know, have health problems to get an elbow out of your body.
What was the question?
Have you got your vaccine?
Yeah, I got both of them.
Awesome, Bobby.
All I felt with the side effect was that I was a little sore for a couple of days.
Oh.
Well,
oh.
Yeah, what about you, Nani? When are you going to get the other one?
My second vaccine I'm getting Monday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, okay. Well, I'm just praying that you don't get sick over it. You know.
I hope
because
not.
The second one is like a doozy. I'm just warning you. So, yes. Okay, and you guys, we will be back on Tuesday with a double header.
Sweet.
Let me know
okay,
this weekend
bye,
we got Nalia.
I will.
Thank
right.
you, guys. Have a good night.
You
okay,
too.
You
have a good night,
you.
Everybody.
Good night, you guys.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye.